City's favorite, KC 107.7.
You're tuned in to the Power Hour with Migarine the Vet on KC 107.7 FM this evening. That was Beyonce's empowering anthem, Run the World Girls. Wow, a powerful track that reminds us of the unstoppable strength, resilience and leadership of women everywhere. Released in 2011, this song is a call to action for women to embrace their power and take charge. With its infectious beat and powerful message, it continues to inspire female entrepreneurs, mothers, and leaders who are changing the world one step at a time. Don't forget to join the conversation, 082-414-1077. And tonight, I'm honored to chat to one of those amazing ladies, Camilla Akers. How are you doing?
Good evening, Green. Thanks for having me, and a big thank you to your listeners for tuning in tonight. I'm excited.
Yeah, I'm also excited. I love it. I love to chat to women that are like-minded, that have that energy, that drive, like the song says. I especially when they go look up for a song to intro you and my other guests later on. So, Camilla, let's get into it. Can you tell us a little bit about your cake business that you started and how you got started? And what inspired you to turn your passion into a side hustle?
So, Green, I never knew I had a passion for baking, but I knew I needed to do something. If I wasn't going to love cooking, I needed to do something else. So, Mom has passed down a donut recipe to me, and it became like a winner, like overall winner. But last year in June, I decided to enhance my expertise, and I went for a course. So I did like two courses in baking, and I'm not done yet. I want more. So my that is why I did it. I just had to.
You just had to. Yeah, it's always, you know, it starts with that recipe that is going down the line. Am I right?
Yeah, correct.
Yeah, but you've made something beautiful about that. You went further. So how do you manage your time? Very important question, this one. How do you manage your time between taking care of your three kids? And in this, I'm also going to say your sister's child as well sometimes, running a household and growing your cake business, and working full time. And then I hear you have some other side hustles as well. So are there any specific tools or strategies that help you stay organized?
So what I do is I try to create a balance for myself. So myself and my husband, we take on individual tasks. I think having a good support system really does help. So he's the cook and I'm the cleaner and the baker, of course.
Uh-huh.
A lot of people don't understand that dynamic, but we do. So it's fine.
I think it's amazing. I think it's amazing. That is what a marriage should be like.
Yeah, correct.
So we'll say a shout out. What's your husband's name?
Keenan.
Keenan. So give him a shout out. I mean, the man deserves it.
So he knows I tell him on a daily, but I'll say it again, like, there is no one else for me. No one else would understand me like he does. We've got a bit of 14 years of everything going. So we've got that lingo. So he is really my backbone. Like, he's got me, if you know what I mean, and vice versa.
No,
which is a good picture to put into our kids as well, that builds their strengths.
That's so true. Now, I wanted you to say it on air, even if you say it to him every day. So the whole of KC can hear you. Camilla, what are some of the most popular? We are now basically talking about the business you started besides your full-time job. So what are some of the most popular cake designs and flavors that your customers love? And do you have a signature recipe that sets you apart from other bakers?
So for me, it is just playing around and giving the customer ideas, because normally the client will tell me, you know what to do. So that's how I came up with this interesting, it's like a chocolate ganache, deep chocolate ganache a recipe for a cake that I started doing. And it really became a hit and everybody loves it.
Okay. You have a website as well where you can go for your cakes and that?
That is correct, yes.
Okay, at the end of the show, we can just mention that quickly. But I just want to read some messages to you. Two remarkable women on your show this evening. True examples of your past circumstances doesn't determine your future successes. Much love, Melissa W.
I know who that is.
You know who it is. Okay. And then we have Tani Magdalene van Skalkwyk. Sy is van die Groenewil hier in die Parel. Sy sê sy is ingeskakel. Sy is een van ons lieflikste tannies hier so wat ons het. Altyd ingeskakel in op ons programme. So yes, she's listening to you tonight. And okay. Then before I go on, before I continue, I'm just going to play this for you.
Good evening, Karin. Good evening, listeners. I just want to send a shout out to my lovely wife, Kamala, on behalf of myself and the boys. We love you. We've got your back. We're very proud of how far you've come. And yes, to many more.
Did you hear that, Kamala?
I couldn't barely hear anything.
Okay, that message, it was a voice note that came in from your dear hubby. Says he's very proud of you, couldn't be more proud of you for what you have achieved and everything, and he loves you a lot, from him and the boys.
Okay, I'm gonna eyeball.
You're gonna eyeball?
Yeah, I'm not gonna do it now, not now.
Okay, no, we're just going running through the messages. We can't eyeball, you know.
Okay.
Anyway, last message, there's more messages coming in. So I'm going to just go to one last one before I read other messages to you. Well done, Kamala, strength to strength, from Craig van Stader.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's really nice. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, and there's more messages coming in for you, you know. It's amazing how you see how many people actually support you, you know.
Yeah.
Kamala, in addition to your cake business, do you have any other side hustles that help supplement your family's income? If so, can you tell us a little bit about them?
Yes, I do. And thank goodness for the website. Once again, it does help and it's very informative. I do detergents. I sell detergents. I sell toilet paper, eggs in bulk, as well as chips in bulk. And I also started with wood now, which is a total winner.
You know, now I'm going to ask you from my side. I really need to know more about your time. Explain your time. Explain how you do it, going to a job every day, doing a business, having a website, having three kids, having a husband. Yes, you said he helps you, you know.
Yeah.
But there's a question I'm going to add. I want to know, and you do the side hustles and everything. Where does Kamala get time for Kamala?
I think there is some time for Kamala, but now there's a goal to reach. And like I said, I have the support system. So I try to create a balance. I do read, or I try to read most times. That is my downtime, which is kind of soothing to me. That's my peace and my quiet.
Oh, she's a reader.
Yeah.
She's a reader, yeah. Anyway... I also want to mention to everyone listening tonight that this show will be on a podcast on our website if you want to go back and listen and get information or whatever. It is on Casey's website. afterwards. So, Camilla, how do you balance the financial aspects of running a business with the demands of raising a family? Are there any financial goals or milestones that you're working towards for the reason that you're working so hard?
So this is basically to build, I'm doing this for myself, to build my independence for me and to test or push myself and see how far I can actually go. And it's like the more I'm doing, the more I succeed and the more I want, which drives me so much more.
So you're driving force. And,
yeah. And it's like if I had known this sooner, I would have definitely started this sooner, but it wasn't my time. It's God's time.
So true, no?
Yeah.
That's so true that we must acknowledge that. Here's a message. We're listening to you, ladies. Much love from the Abrams family, baby bro. Is that your baby bro?
Oh, that's my baby bro.
It's your baby bro. Hey, just there's another one for you. Hey, I just want to say I'm super proud of this woman. Phenomenal is an understatement. I just simply love Camilla. Love Jocelyn.
That's my cousin.
Is that your cousin? So everyone is tuned in. And here's another one before I go on. Awesome show, Gereen. Camilla, jy is a oyster. Keep going strong. That's from Chanel.
That's one of my besties.
Hey, you got women support here, girlfriend? I'm telling you. You know, that's the magic. That is when women stand together and support each other. That's when magic happens. So, Camilla, and it speaks a lot about your character with all the support that you have, you know. So, Camilla, what advice, lastly, would you give to other young moms who are interested in starting their own side hustles or businesses? What's the most important lesson you've learned along the way? And you're welcome to elaborate a little bit.
Okay. So I would say to all the young women out there, don't think twice. The world is your oyster and there's enough room under the sun for all of us. Just do it. Don't think twice. I'm 38 years old and I did it. Then I've learned that you will make new acquaintances and you will lose some on the way. It's a sad reality. It does pain you a bit, but it has to be done. Like, if you want to succeed in life, you need to surround yourself with positivity if you want positive results.
There we go. Is that it in a nutshell? Are you still there, Camilla?
Yes, I am. You were saying?
No, I'm asking, is that it in a nutshell?
You're breaking up now.
Am I breaking up? Can you hear me now?
Yeah. I can hear you now.
Okay. So, Camilla, thank you for that. Thank you for your time. It was a pleasure speaking to you. And can you give some website details or contact details regarding your cake business or something like that before we end?
Okay, I have an It's For Alles page, which is called camstreets.co.za. You can also place your orders online, and we are very efficient, so the moment you do order, we do get it instantly. And let's just remain consistent. This is 2020 Thrive.
Here we go. So can you spell that Cam Street, It's For Alles? How do you just spell it quickly?
No, so it's Cam, C-A-M, or lower caps, C-A-M-S, street.co.za.
There we go. Camilla, thank you for taking time out to chat to me. Have an awesome week and weekend is ahead of us. And yeah. Enjoy. Thank you
so much. Thank you. Thank you for having me, Gereen. Have a lovely evening.
You're most welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.
This is Casey 107.7.
Yeah, that was our Casey breakfast team would make nervous with one another. With islands in the stream. Anyway, you are listening to Christina Aguilera and Alicia Keys, A Woman's Worth. Now, Christina Aguilera's song, Lady Marmalade, I especially chose it tonight. It's a bold and unforgettable hit featuring the powerhouse vocals of Christina Aguilera, Lil' Kim, Mia, and Pink. This Grammy-winning track was part of the soundtrack for the 2001 film Moulin Rouge and reimagined the 1974 classic by LaBelle. Its infectious energy, daring lyrics, and striking music video made it an instant anthem of confidence and female empowerment. Now you understand why I chose the song. That's what I have on my show tonight. And remember, you can be part of the conversation. Send your shout-outs or messages of encouragement to 082-414-1077. I'd love to hear from you. Now let's turn our focus to another powerful story. My next guest is Chanel Kader, another phenomenal mompreneur making waves. By day, she's working a permanent job, and by night, she's building her very own design business while raising her 5-year-old son. Her journey is all about creativity, balance, and believing in the power of passion. We'll hear her story, her challenges, and her biggest wins. And remember, like I said, be part of the conversation. Send your shout-outs to 082-414-1077. Chanel Kader, how are you doing?
Hello, I'm well, thank you. And yourself?
No complaints, just a bit tired. Hey man, this week is too busy.
You know, and schools have started, so it's even busier.
So, your son has started school?
Yes, he actually just officially started big school. He's now in grade R.
Oh, cool.
So it was quite some adjusting on my part as well. But yes, we're managing.
How was the first day?
At least no tears.
No tears? How was he bold?
No tears. Sorry?
Was he very bold when he stepped into the school or what?
No. There was a lot of convincing. I'm just telling myself there was no tears, so that was a win.
Okay, that's cool.
A lot of hesitance, but it was a win. He walked through the school.
He walked.
School gate. Yeah.
No, I mean, no, I saw on social media, they said the children of today, they don't want to cry anymore for the first day of school. They're such big people, you know, big little people walking in and say, I'm not going to cry, you know.
Yeah, my one was just, I don't know, he was looking at me almost with his eyes telling me, are you serious? Do I have to do this? I've been enjoying my holiday.
Yeah.
But you know, it becomes a norm eventually. But yeah, busy.
Yeah, I think the festive was busy. Now the school week is just going past. You know, it's like 200 kilometers per hour we're going at the moment.
Yes, tell me about it, eh?
Anyway, let's get back to the conversation. Chanel, you're a single mom and a permanent job and a thriving design business that you started. Can you take us through a typical day in your life? How do you balance your responsibilities and your time?
Where do we start? So first and foremost, like I mentioned, my kiddo started grade R now, so that means adjusting with a new schedule. I work from home in my full-time job, so that allows for some flexibility with certain things. However, I still have to wake up early, so the way I start my day is a cup of coffee.
Mm-hmm.
I know there's healthier ways, but that is the way I just unwind and tell myself.
You said unwind, not wine.
I said unwind, yes, unwind. So
okay.
Too early for wine at 5 o'clock.
Yes,
or 5:30 in the
then
morning.
Is a problem.
Yeah, So I'll usually sit, have a coffee, and then sometimes it really depends on the day, but I try and get some light in my eyes with summer that's coming along. You know, they say apparently it's really good to get some light in your eyes. Thereafter, get kiddo done, take him to school. I'm actually just trying to figure out what the new routine looks like, because I have to fetch him, you know, after school again, and then I must continue working. So it's a bit hectic. But what I can say is that every routine we find ourselves in, we adjust. I remember when I started, when I was traveling in and out from Cape Town to Belleville, and I had to take my son to school at 6:30, so that I'm on time for work. Mm. And then afterwards, I was working from home, and everything changed. So I think I'm still adjusting. So I can't tell you exactly how my typical day looks like, because I'm also figuring it out right now. But what I can say is, how do I balance my responsibilities and prioritize my time?
Mm.
I basically look at what is important, what needs to happen today. So if I have sports scheduled, or if I have an order that was placed, or that is how I'll prioritize. So obviously my work is set. Basically, we can say we have a 9-to-5. And then I work everything around that, because that isn't really flexible. But my boss is really nice, so she obviously understands. And luckily it starts late, so I can still drop my kid. And then when I'm done, I make sure that I have time for my son after school. Like, once I'm done working, I'll sit with him, I'll do some homework. I mean, like, for me, even today, I had an interview, so I had to prioritize my time, and I was like, this is important. And so as a mom entrepreneur, as you said, I kind of just figure it out as we go, but I do use a planner. But maybe more on that a bit later.
Okay, yeah, it's I've realized last year I work better with a calendar on my phone. You know, I still love writing. I love doing a planner. But when I'm on the go, I use my calendar on my phone, because quickly, if I'm in a hurry, I can check. Okay. So normally on a Sunday, I would schedule whatever I have going for the week to come. And I'm on the go, then I can see it. You know, yeah. But your day sounds...
That's very important.
Yeah.
I mean, if you think about it, I also use a calendar. I'm usually sitting by my computer, so I will just jot it in my computer. But luckily, the computer's calendar is linked to my phone's calendar, so that works great.
So that's
perfect.
And
as soon as someone...
I said, that's perfect if it's done like that.
Yes. And as soon as someone books some time with me, then I put it in my calendar so that I remember. Otherwise, I'm going to forget.
Yeah. What I hear a lot is, even with our previous guest, that time management, it's very, very, very important in this, especially for a woman, I would say, that does many things. Now,
definitely.
So now your design business is clearly a passion project for you. Can you tell us more about what inspired you to start your own business, and what kind of design work do you specialize in?
Okay, so what inspired me to start the business? Actually, the guest before me was one of the reasons. But besides her, I've always done some design side hustle ever since I could remember, but I've always done it for free. And to be honest, the big reason I decided to actually convert my side hustle something into a more like formal business was because I just bought a new car, and I realized, oh my goodness, I've overextended myself. And essentially I was like, what skills do I have, and how can I ensure that it gives me a return? And that was the biggest motivator. So I needed to fill a gap, because I'm very soft. I don't like asking people for money. But because I knew there was a target to reach, because I wanted to put extra money on the car, that kind of pushed me to start the business. Otherwise, I'd probably just do it for free. But regarding the actual design work. So I've explored with some new products. Last year, I started basically in November officially selling products. So before that, I was doing some design work, charged here and there a little bit. But then I became a little bit more serious and I invested in a printer and I started selling these personalized chocolates. So for Valentine's, I'm actually busy working on a few designs for Valentine's Day. So, and for Christmas, I also had some designs and for the teacher. So it's quite nice because, I mean, especially if you are sending out or you want to give a inexpensive gift, but you want it to be special, it's really nice because you can personalize these chocolates. And then I made some other treats. I started with party bags, which is cool because, I mean, if you are a mom and like me, I want to make a big thing out of my kids' party.
Of course.
Sometimes everything's so expensive and I feel that the prices that I'm offering and the designs, especially I feel like the designs that it makes it seem like, you know, that when you purchase a party pack, for example, from me, you're going to think, yeah, this person spent a lot. But at the end of the day, you don't, because for me with the design work, I really spend time to like look at every little detail, what's the wording on the, is it placed right? So, and I can go on because I enjoy it. That is one of my favorite things. And so now I'm venturing into making some calendars since the new year started. And in this year, I'm hoping because of my kid as well, I'm trying to, or I want to create some workbooks that he can use, and then eventually I'm going to sell it. So what I like doing is I like utilizing my design work in my personal life and finding a way of selling it because I find that works best. So essentially that's kind of a little bit of what I'm doing in the design space. And then also I make poster CVs, the general, you know, what everybody else does in the design
space. Okay, I think we need your Facebook where we can get hold of later on when you finish off.
Yeah.
Not now.
Yeah.
Because sometimes we don't all remember all these things. But what I now remembered is just an offhand question now. This is now an offhand question from me to you. I have an 8-year-old son. Obviously, we're still in the party phase.
Yes,
they love their parties. They love to spend time with their friends. How much would a party packet cost? You know, I'm just
party bag.
I'm asking like for mom now. I must now do my planning, you know.
I actually just made a design now for one of the girls that asked me. So a party bag. So I have different options depending on what you can fit in. But we have a party bag option, which looks like a chip bag. And in it, there is chips, biscuits, a mini fizzer, lollipop, and a toy. And then it comes with a very fancy design. You can tell me what the theme is, and that will be 30 rand. We do have a minimum order.
What's the minimum
that we put in? So I think, let me just double check. I must confer with the website.
You know, it's party time.
I know. I actually just responded to a client. So it's the minimum 16 packets. I know I'm still figuring it out because it is a startup business. It's not concrete,
okay.
But there's certain principles that I do follow by because I'm in administration.
Yes.
In my full-time job. So, yeah.
We've got a few minutes left, not a lot. Before, I just want you said minimum 16. You know, in today's life, I'm going to put it out there for you to think about it. You know, parties nowadays, you know, if you can invite 10, then that's enough. Because when you go to 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, it becomes a lot. Especially now with things. So think about the 10, you know, and we'll check it out on your Facebook or your website or wherever.
Yeah, so that's like I said, it is a startup business and it depends on what you're ordering. So I know for a fact our chocolates comes in minimum orders of 20, it does decrease. However, then the price of the actual chocolate increases. So, for example, our standard price for chocolate is 15 rand 50 cents, but that's if you order 20 and or more. But if you order less, then it goes slightly up, because okay. I need to ensure that it's feasible for
that's understandable
as well.
No, that's understandable. Yeah. We'll have later more details, because I know, you know, since he started Big School, it's been this thing. January, after the school starts, January, now the parties start. And there are 25 kids in the class, but I don't normally, I only invite the boys, because it just becomes too much. So I think he's satisfied with just the boys, you know? So, yeah. Then
that definitely makes sense.
Yeah. So, I got some messages here for you. Before we continue, we only have a few minutes left, so I don't want us to run out of time. But, hey, Chanel, so proud of you. Keep moving forward. You are someone's favorite daughter, from Vincent. And then, what a sweet message. Then... Love Cam's Cakes, always a winner. Delicious, Carmelita. Oh, that's for Carmelita. Oh, well done, Chanel. Super proud of you, who runs the world, girls. So remember, you got to download that song, especially when they go look for it for you. Look for it for you. That's not going to be verkeerd. Anyway, it's like that woman that's saying I'm nervous. Good evening. Thanks for a great show. Regards, Lola. Lauren.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
And then here's another one before we continue. Hey, Chanel, you ladies are rocking on the WhatsApp line, man. You're making my WhatsApp line heat up here. Hey, Chanel, I'm totally super proud of you. You can only grow from strength to strength. That's from Camilla.
Thank you. Also, like she said, besties.
Yeah, there we go. Listen, just shortly now, we only have a few minutes left, so time management is clearly key to your success. Can you share some of your favorite productivity tips and tools that help you stay organized and focus?
Okay, so I'm going to just focus on the one with regards to the calendar. So a lot of people use calendars, but the way I use mine is pretty much like, you know, the robot. I break it up into, say, four categories. I'm going to speak about the three, the red robot, the orange robot, and the green robot. So the red robot, all of my things that are appointments, that means I've made a booking with somebody, that goes red. And so I know that I can't move that specific time around. And so I have to, I can't move that in my calendar because it is a locked in appointment. Then the orange robot is, I can move it, it's a bit flexible, but at the end of the day, if I don't do it, it's going to cause problems in the future. So for example, it could be like if I don't design a party packet that you've now requested, I won't be able to print it. So it's going to hold things up. And then my green robot in my calendar is basically anything that I want to have routine. It's routine based. So, like, I find that exercising is important to me. So I block those things in my calendar because they say, if you want it, I can tell you what's important to you if you show me your calendar. So if you don't have things like time with my family in your calendar, your health in your calendar, all of those things, then it's not really important. Actually, the saying goes, show me your bank account and your calendar. Because where you spend your money and how you prioritize your time will tell you what is important to you. Mm. So that is basically the method that I use, and I find that that is really helpful. It's not too overly complicated, and it gives me a visual of, yes, I can move this appointment around, or no, I can't move it around. I committed to somebody else. Like this, I put in my calendar this interview, I made it red because I was like, I agreed to this. Okay. Can't move it around. It's not like I can schedule it for another day.
Thank you for that. I do calendar, and I make sure I do it on a Sunday, but I'm going to try the red robot and the green robot and the orange robot. Thank you. I've learned something tonight. You know, you guys are of the younger generation, so you learn faster from you guys. You know? So just shortly, Chanel, thank you for that. I need to go do that. My calendar's a bit behind at the moment. But Chanel, looking back on your journey, just briefly, because we have like maximum 2 minutes left. Looking back on your journey, what's the most important lesson you've learned about balancing work, business, and motherhood? What's one thing you wish you had known before starting your business? And how do you think it could help other moms who are just starting out?
It's a lot. I don't know if I want to say I wish I knew this, but I wish I could tell myself this. Get out of your own way. Stop doubting yourself. Just do it.
That's powerful. And that we heard from Camilla, the last part we heard from Camilla, but get out of your own way.
Yeah, get out of your own way and just do it.
Yeah. Thank you. I'll get out of my own way. I've got something in the pipeline since last year, so I'm going to just write those words down and say, get out of your own way. Yeah. Anyway, can you give us... That was now short and sweet and powerful. Can you please give us your details where we can contact you, especially now for kiddie parties, etc.?
Okay, I'm going to give my number.
Kiddie parties,
it's my
whatever.
Business number. It's 071-899-7627. That is 071-899-7627. And then my website is Chanel Cader Designs .co.za. Sorry.
Chanel Cader Designs. Cader with a C or a K?
With a C. So it's Sharnellecader Designs, DESIGNS .co.za.
There we have it. Remember, it's that time of the year. It's Valentine's Day. It's birthday parties coming up, one after the other. Very affordable. If you want to check my Facebook out, her details will also be there. And this show will be on a podcast on the KC107.7 website very soon. And that's it from me tonight on the Power Hour. Chanel Cader, thank you so much for making time to chat to me.
And thank you for having me.
You're most welcome. Have a blessed evening.
You too. Bye.
Here we go. Till we meet again next week. Same time, same place. And here we go. Independent Women Part 1.
Your sound of the Winelands, KC 107.7.